stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Now, we are very lucky guys this afternoon. In the past 2 weeks, we brought her off stage twice. Yeah. It's the beautiful Natasha Bedingfield. How are you?
Hello, very good.
Excellent set, by the way.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I'm enjoying the whole festival thing as well.
Yeah?
This is probably one of the first summer festivals, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. My God, the closest thing to gumboots on, I just saw that you're actually wearing proper wellies.
Yeah, do you think in
really
or out,
good.
By the way? In or out for the wellies, you know, put your jeans in or out?
I think you should put in.
In?
Yeah, because you're going to get your jeans all muddy.
Yeah, but I think this is quite a good look, and everyone else has tucked theirs in, so I'm going to be a bit different.
Well, that's nice. That's
so
good.
How did it go? How are you enjoying Preston?
I'm loving Preston, actually. Yeah? Yeah, I just got off stage about 20 minutes ago.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was packed. How many people are here? It's quite full, isn't it?
I can actually inform you, it's the biggest free ticketed music event in Europe.
Really?
Oh, yes. And you've just taken part in that.
I have.
How huge
Lucky
is that?
Me.
So what are you up to? What have you been doing lately?
What I'm up to, I'm going on the Justin Timberlake tour. I'm going to go home and pack tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm off on the tour all around Europe.
What were the crowd like this afternoon?
They were good. You know, I think they're warming up because it's still was early on in the afternoon.
And the good thing was, there was a lot of blokes in there. Now, I thought they'd have done one because, of course, the FA Cup final's taking place right now.
Oh.
And while you're on stage, the FA Cup is happening.
Really?
So I thought all the blokes would have been off.
Yeah, I thought you meant that all the blokes would be off because I was singing I Want to Have Your Baby.
Yeah, quick, get out of there. Go. What was your favourite track that you performed today?
You know what? It was actually the old ones, you know, from the first record, I think, Unwritten. These Words was great because everyone sang I Love You to me. And I love feeling loved. You know, I take that as them singing it to me personally, of course.
Yeah. So you wanted their babies and they were saying I love you.
Isn't that perfect? Like, that never happens in real life.
So what's it like for you? Do you still get nervous, by the way? Because, you know, there's a big crowd out there and it's quite intimate as well because they're very close to you. Do you still get nervous or is it?
Well, you know, I don't, after having gone around America and singing to really small crowds of 10 and 20 people, you know, which to me that's more nerve-wracking than singing to thousands, nothing phases me, really.
Can you do that American accent you perfected, by the way, on the phone, on the chart show?
Yeah, like, I was totally working on my accent, and you're so totally, like, metrosexual, and it's, like, turning me on in a really big way.
Do you think he looks like a rather camp cowboy today?
I think you look like a bit of an English cowboy, though, because an American wouldn't wear gumboots like that. Is that what you call them?
Gumboots totally awesome. Is that interviewing the Sister Sisters? Right, listen, Natasha, thank you very much for speaking
to us. Thank you, it's a pleasure.
And we're going to play right now all your stuff for the main stage.
All right.
So you can run back in your dressing room, turn the radio on, and see how good you were.
I will!
This is Radio 1. Here he is, it's the big dog, it's the one, it's the only.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Westward!
What about Kingpin of the Car Game?
You what?
Whatever. Come on, baby. Let's go.
Right, we've got a challenge for you, Westwood. Are you having a nice time?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. I got some mud on my sneakers. I'm mad upset.
Muddy sneakers.
I know. I was on that main stage, ribbing it down something crazy.
Were they scared? Because you were really shouting at them.
There was children crying. There was mothers writing letters of complaint. Then we had to form a line for people to complain.
You're like, I don't like it when we're
and that
tall man.
Do you know what was really interesting? When I came off the set, a lot of people left saying, you know, they've seen the highlight and they're going home
and
now.
And they're going home. That was their big weekend.
The weekend is now done.
It was the big dog weekend.
Exactly. One big Westwood. Holla.
Right. Now listen, I've got a challenge for you.
What's the challenge, Kate?
Well, come along.
You're
Westwood,
my challenge.
You ain't never going to win this prize.
Second time.
Right. Crashing on. I've got a challenge for you. We're out and about now with the Weekenders. They're surrounding us. Welcome along to beg, blag, borrow or steal.
What's all that about, girl?
Well, I'm going to give you, we're going to play a bit of Dizzy Rascal. But before
Very
we do,
nice.
During the track,
yes.
You've got to find some things for free because don't they know who you are? You're Westwood, you get things for free.
Well,
so you have to go
free.
And find me three things.
Three things?
Mm.
What? Sorry, let me get that right.
Three things. You've got to find me for free things,
right.
Including some noodles.
Noodles, free noodles?
Yeah.
Why? It's random.
You've got to get a fiver, £5 note off somebody.
Why? I've got money
Has
myself.
Has anybody got a fiver? Yeah? See, there's loads of people in the
mix.
Finally, this is the best bit. It was going to be a T-shirt off somebody's back, but we changed it. I've crossed it out. We now want you to get a bra. A ladies'
what are you doing to me, girl? It's not my style. I don't do things
yes,
like that.
Yes, it is. This is the easy style. One for you. Go
it's
out
rap,
there.
Baby.
You've got 3.5 minutes. You're going to have some dizzy. You're going to get some noodles. You're going to get a £5 note. You're going to get a ladies' bra.
And all I can say is thank God it's radio.
Off you go. Thank Good you. Luck, Westwood.
This is Radio 1. It's Radio 1's big weekend. It's absolutely massive. It's huge. The sun is shining as well, which is great. We're actually in the Star Bar area right now, and there are a load of people. It's a nice sight, actually, Jolie.
Yeah, it's actually really nice. And one of the guys we bumped into from one of my favourite TV shows, the Channel 4 make, it's Shameless. Now, the guy does all the Radio 1's big weekend live in Preston. It's here, and it's Lip from Shameless. His real name's Jody, and as part of his payment, he wanted a ticket just for him to come today. How are you, Jody?
I'm brilliant, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, you've had a few, so be careful this afternoon.
I haven't had a few. I've had three.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sober.
Yeah.
In comparison to some of the people here.
I'll tell you. Now, so have you watched any of the band so far? Or have you just been hanging around looking for Totti?
What do you think?
So who called you then? And whose ingenious idea was it to say, I'll tell you what, right, we're looking for a guy who can go, one big weekend, Radio 1's big weekend, Preston.
I know, yeah. I think it's because of the like Burnley broad Lancashire accent thing that it happened. But I think just between Radio 1 and my agent, they decided it might be a good idea. And with it being in Preston and all that, so yeah.
Loads of people come up to you and go, I've heard you on radio.
Yeah, a few people have come over and slapped me because they're sick of hearing it.
Yeah. Hey, tell you about it. You having a good day?
Every one of the presenters has been ripping me as well. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, I know, I heard it.
I love this. We're at a really nice location at the moment. He's actually leant up against a bin.
Yeah, so about to fall into the bin, like.
So have you had a good time here?
Yeah, we're having a brilliant time, yeah. It's getting a bit mired taking pictures and all that, but it's good fun, isn't it?
Have you actually great, stayed here, or have you actually gone into the tent?
We've been out there and got knee-deep in mud. Look at the state of me.
For those of you who can't see,
I'm knee-deep in mud.
He didn't wear well, is Joey.
I know, yeah. Radio 1 wouldn't give me any.
Well, you got free tickets, shut up.
The best bit was, he came
in with a few free tickets.
The exact quote was, where are my tickets? In fact, you promised me a laminate. That's exactly what
I was promised laminates. No laminates.
Well, listen, you have a great...
Email in and complain.
Yeah, email complain right now. lip@bbc.co.uk. So, listen, you've got to enjoy tomorrow as well. You're bringing all your mates and stuff over. So, enjoy the rest of today.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll be mincing up with the Scissor Sisters later on.
I definitely will be, yeah.
Right, good stuff. Right,
should play the show, everyone.
Thank you very much. Whereabouts are we, by the way?
Radio 1's big weekend live in Preston.
There's another £15 plus VAT.
This is Radio 1. Jo's making her way over now to the Scissor Sisters dressing room. She's with Jake from the Scissor Sisters. She's looking a little bit nervous. Jo, we were worried you weren't going to turn up at all for this.
I am feeling a little bit trepidatious about this, I have to say.
Do you know what's happening? You are a big fan of How to Look Good Naked, aren't you? We've got Kwan,
yeah. He's a hero of mine.
I'm Cox Kwan, and today...
Do I have to get naked?
You might get naked. We were going to trank you, to be honest.
That's so wrong.
And then you'd come too covered in glitter and marabou feathers. But what we're going to do...
I quite like the sound of that.
I know, you love it. Like, I'm reborn. What we were going to do, my love, was we were going to make you, Jo Wiley, into a Scissor Sister.
Oh, Cox will fix it. That sounds fantastic. No, it sounds really, really good. I spoke to Jake a little while ago, having lunch, and I was like, what are you going to do? And he's going, I'm going to make you look classy. It's like, am I not classy enough already? Thank you very much.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
No, I'll embrace glitter and feathers. That's all fine.
Oh, fabulous. All right, then. Well, while you go in there with Jake, I think he's got all the makeup set up, and then you've got about 8 minutes to get transformed.
8 minutes? My God.
And also,
it normally takes 8 hours to transform me.
We've got the stretching rack and everything in there. Okay,
I'll go and...
We'll let you go and get ready.
I'll submit myself to Jake Shears.
Okay, and off. She's a very brave lady. She's really up for it. Right, she's going into the dressing room now. Okay, and she's in there, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a download from Unofficial Mills. For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.
We got my favourites, the Scissor Sisters, Baby Daddy and Jake. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Baby Daddy?
Very, very well.
Good.
Now, I've always wanted to be a Scissor Sister. Tell me how I could possibly do that.
I'm speechless.
Regular mental breakdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Losing things very often.
And
performing concerts every once in a while.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, so get on stage, do something stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're headlining today. I mean, what's that like? I mean, from a few years ago.
It should be fun. I just went out. I just did a Michael Jackson and pulled my coat around my mouth and my sunglasses and went out and watched the Fratellis, and it was really amazing. It's going to be really exciting tonight. I'm stoked. It always sucks to not be able to go out and like look around at the festival before you play, so I'm glad I just got to go have a jaunt around.
Have you guys...
We get a little LCD, hopefully.
Yeah.
So that's good, too.
How do you get mentally prepared for a gig like this?
These days, I just...
You just do it now,
don't you? Yeah, I just like step out on stage and start shaking it.
We have been limiting our UK appearances, so it's like I think it's really exciting for us. It's been few and far between. We kind of did the whole summer of UK stuff, last summer, and now it's our only chance to have some fun out here.
You guys seem very, very cool and chilled out. Do you still get nervous when you go on stage?
I get nervous doing TV shows. Yeah.
This is sort of the fun for us, I think.
Yeah, this is the fun part.
And you haven't been out in Preston or anything yet, have you? You know, because the Northwest people are very friendly.
No, I heard that Preston's really lovely. I heard it's the new up-and-coming city in England.
It is. Invest some of the Scissor Sisters billions in property in Preston.
Billions.
Yeah, next few years it will fly.
Really?
Yeah, get into real estate in Preston.
Wow.
Think about it.
What do you reckon?
I'll have to consider. I need to go run around.
Let him deal with his New York real estate first, yeah. And we'll move on.
Okay, one more question. What's on your rider, guys?
Oh my god, you should go in.
You'd
and
be
see.
Really disappointed. Yeah.
Really? I'm just going to have a look through. No,
have a quick look.
I'll just move that security man out of the way. Right, okay. I can see
vegetables.
A couple tuna fish sandwiches over there.
Tuna fish sandwiches, yeah.
A Diet Coke.
Don't talk about me that way.
And that's about it. This is the most unshowbiz we've ever seen anybody. The Scissor Sisters.
We love it, though. This is what we want. This is you're keeping it real, which is good.
We're glad we give the
folks what they want.
If we get a little crazy, there might be some chamomile tea.
Yeah.
Have you got any nettle tea in there?
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
No, you don't want it. It tastes like rubbish.
Okay. By the way, nice of you to join us.
Hi, how's it going?
Really good. Yeah. Are you enjoying Preston?
Love it. Can't get enough.
And tonight, you're looking forward to it?
Absolutely. We are going to start a tranny riot. I'm going to throw drag out into the audience. Cheap heels, and we're going to take to the streets.
Right.
Should we let them carry on with their tuna sandwiches?
Yeah, I reckon so.
This is Radio 1.
Here we are on hair. We have an animatronic just doing a lot of back combing on the back of Joe Wiley's hair here.
Big hair.
You're going for big hair. And Jake is on makeup duties, a lot of rouge.
Hey, what? I tried putting something on there and it didn't really show up, so I found something a little more intense, and now it's at least it looks like it's making some sort of a difference.
Yeah, well, I look like a red Indian or something. I was kind of like
we'll tone it down a little bit.
Joe, do you feel different? Do you feel more flamboyant?
Too right, I feel different. Look at me now. I feel more flamboyant. Mm. The hair's good.
Yeah,
I'm going to tone this down just a little bit.
Jake's got a good touch.
I'm hoping she'll wear this for the rest of the day, but I don't know if she will.
Maybe look special enough, I will.
So, Joe's sat in front of a mirror that's got all little bulbs around it, quite showbiz. And if there was a noise that kind of summed up Joe's face, it'd be like a kind of noise. Are you going to name your creation? Name her at some point. You've got a few minutes to think. You don't have to commit to a name now.
All right. Anna was throwing some names around, but we'll release it in a few minutes.
Okay.
You sound like some kind of Frankenstein, say, mate. To name your creation.
She's alive. They're going to carry on with their makeover of Joe Wiley. She walks in here, a blonde bombshell. What is she going to leave as? We just don't know.
This is Radio 1.
Could he beg? Could he blag? Could he borrow? Could he steal? Where are the noodles? You needed some noodles, a five and a bra. Let's start with the noodles.
I've got, what's that, curry chips? They eat that up here.
Yeah, chips and curry. Well done. That's the Preston noodle. £5. You got that
right
away.
I had trouble finding somebody over 18 to take £5 off.
But the young man, where is he? He gave us a five.
Where's the fiver?
There he is. He wants it. Oh, God, he wants it back.
That's not
okay, so £5. And now for the bra, I have to help you on this. You got all shy, Westwood. I thought you were...
The bra, there's a lot of full bras here, but he's getting an empty one, which is the hard one. And also, the boyfriend is looking at me crazy right now. He's talking... Security, go security, please.
It's still warm, that bra. Well, it's not actually a bra. It's a bikini top, a lovely green... green bikini top from the lady.
It's big as well.
In the red gingham, a beautiful halter neck dress. Very glam.
Exactly. Shame she's topless now, but it happens.
She's topless underneath that top.
It happens, whatever.
Right,
baby.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't know it was that cold either.
You didn't do too bad, did you? Can we have a cheer for Westwood?
Oh!
I'm sorry, a holler.
Is there anybody here who'd like me to pimp their ride?
This is Radio 1.
We are backstage at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Preston, and the Kasabian boys have joined us. Chris and Tom, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah, I'm alright. You Chelsea, man, you?
None, but you know, I just heard the Cockneys have gone one up, so, well, you know, it's football, isn't it?
Yeah, it's football. It's a depressing time for me and JK right now, because we are both Man United fans.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk. My consolants, I send the reef to you, man. I really apologise, you know.
You send what you like, you can't make up for that.
Right, fancy a bit of a kickabout then?
Yes, mate, yeah. Yes,
all right, we're going to do a penalty shootout with Kasabian, Radio 1 versus you guys. Three penalties each, and whoever gets the most goals wins, obviously.
Yeah, right. Simple rules. We'll sort it. Right, so Stewie, producer, is in goal. Who wants to go first?
I'll take first.
Okay, JK to take first. Right, okay, right. JK to take first against Radio 1's Stewie in goal. Right, here he goes. He's going up to the ball. It's Radio 1, JK and Joel versus Kasabian. And it's a goal. It's there. Crowd goes mad. And it's JK and Joel 1, Kasabian 0. Next to take the shot, it's Chris.
Okay.
Chris, you take it against Radio 1, Stew. Right, think about this one, Stu. It's there, and it's saved!
Oh, no!
It was saved, but went in. It was a David James classic. An amazing save, and then let it in anyway.
So, it's one apiece. It's Radio 1 next up. So, Joel to take a penalty. Now, this should be interesting, guys. You need to check out Joel's technique. As you can see, he has played before. Look out for the toe poker here as well. Here we go, Joel to go. Oh, no! You fool! Oh, it's just been saved.
It's a shocker.
That is a shocker. I can't believe this.
Okay, next up, for Kasabian, it's Tom.
Oh, it's saved as well!
Yes! So that's only one apiece. It's all on this one then, isn't it? Okay, so Stewie, producer of the show, get yourself in goal. JK needs to take this one. Needs to take this one. And he needs to score. Oh, and it's saved! So if Kasabian score this one, it's all over and they win. Okay, no pressure here. Chris, it's all on you.
Chris is a demon as well. Here we go.
It's all on you. And it's a belter. Kasabian beat JK and Joel.
No,
Chris, it's not been a good day for us. Man United are getting beat in extra time in the FA Cup, and Kasabian beat JK and Joel. Hey, your aftermatch with thoughts? Your aftermatch thoughts?
Wonderful.
Yeah, how'd it feel for you?
Great achievement.
Yeah, I think you're the first player in the world to play football with glasses on.
Thank you very much.
And brogues.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
How do you think it went?
Yeah, good, mate. Well, you know, victory's always good. You know what I mean? Yeah. Penalty shootout, I wasn't too sure how it was going to work on radio, but, you know.
Hey, it worked.
Come on. Let's talk about the set, by the way, tonight. How's it going to be?
You know, the golden oldies, obviously the new album, the singles and that, and it's just going to be a little belting set, you know, and it's really nice to come to Preston, you know, and do this for the people, you know. I think it's a lovely thing, you know.
Have you been to Preston before?
Well, I come to Preston North End a couple of years ago. We lost 2-0. Deepdale it was, but I've never apart from that, no.
Yeah, right, okay.
Who have you seen so far?
I haven't seen anyone, mate. Just been in the dressing room, literally caught up with the Fratellis and people like that.
This is Radio 1.
One of the best things for me that I've seen this weekend is one member of Radio 1 production staff who is really short, interviewing Andy off of Groove Armada, who is officially one of the tallest men in the world.
Oh, yeah, he had snow on his head, didn't he? He was that tall. There's a couple of Norwegians trying to climb the south face of him.
Radio 1's Big Weekend in Preston.
Hi, I'm Richard from Preston, funnily enough. Groove Armada were off the chain. They were sick, mate.
We've just seen Mute Groove Armada, and oh, my God. They are immense.
That
brilliant, couldn't top it. They were mint, absolutely belting, couldn't stop my ass shaking.
Radio 1's Big Weekend in Preston.
Do you notice they become more and more slurred as the day goes on?
I had a brilliant sound, the one's Big Weekend in Preston. Weed myself.
classy.
Well, I think it's my win.
I'm not sure. I can't be sure.
Radio 1's Big Weekend in Preston.
Hello, my name's Sarah Cox. I'm a DJ on Radio 1 Radio at the best time in Preston. Lots of highlights for me, actually. The lovely, adorable Just Jack wrote a song especially for me. It's all about Radio 1's Big Weekend, about me being a yummy mummy and sexy and all that. So that was a highlight, and it's really difficult because now I've got like three best new mates and I don't know who to have first, but I think Just Jack is my bestest new mate. And then I interviewed Beth Ditto. You can listen again online. And I love Beth Ditto from The Gossip. He's very sweet. She's my second new best mate. And my third new best mate is Mika, who's surprisingly tall, and he sort of fixes you with a very deep gaze. No pun intended. So they're my three new best mates. They're the ones I've met this weekend. Another highlight for me was Groove Armada on the In You Music We Trust stage. They were joined on stage by Mucha Buena. She had on a micro mini skirt, a low cut top, scarlet red lipstick, Keep 'Em On Love high heels, and a tattoo down her leg. And my boyfriend came out with the line of the weekend when he went, "You know who she looks like?" I went, "Who?" And he said, "Divine Brown." Who used to know, allegedly, Hugh Grant on Sunset Boulevard. So that made me laugh. That was much fun. I've just been dancing, having a great time. We hope you've all enjoyed listening to it. It's been an honour bringing you the fun, the frolics, and the dancing all from Preston.
I love cocks.
Deep gaze. Pardon the pun. We were laughing our own jokes. Well, it was just, there she was. I mean, amusing herself.
This is Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. Hey. Hello, Nihal. It's the Asian sensation. There's Nihal. It's Chris Moyles here, the saviour of Radio 1. We've had an absolutely brilliant weekend. We got here Thursday to the show from the site Friday, and then all day yesterday and today we've been running around like madmen recording videos for online and watching all the bands, and it's been superb. Highlights for me include introducing Preston to Mr. Roy Walker, who's come to say hello and watch the show. He was brilliant and the crowd went mental. Mika was great. Mark Ronson was absolutely superb. That set was just great. The first opening track was amazing. Natasha Bedingfield was good. Razorlight were amazing. I even watched Kasabian. And then today, Sunday, I think my highlights have got to be Stereophonics and Kaiser Chiefs. They are just brilliant. And Kaiser Chiefs, local lads from Leeds, which means I can get a lift home, see Mum and Dad tonight, and then back to London tomorrow. So I've loved it. I hope everyone's enjoyed listening to it. It's been another great one big weekend.
It really has been such an amazing weekend. Biggest free event we've ever done in Preston. They loved it. Right, it's Scott in the track. Hello, the truck backstage. Nihal has ventured out to the site. I don't know why. What can you see?
I can see just utter desolation. It's kind of like where all the plastic bottles come to die. That legendary valley is now turned into the main stage. It's absolute carnage here. But there's just all these kinds of people running around. It's kind of like a Bob the Builder convention. There's just kind of loads of guys in hard hats. Actually, maybe it's a Village People convention, I'm not sure. And they're all here kind of de-rigging this whole place. There's people climbing up ladders. And I've got to say, a big, massive shout-out to Jason Carter on the Radio 1 Live events team for putting this event on. It is, do you know what, actually, bizarrely enough, when we were watching the Kaiser Chiefs and looked out over the stage, just saw all those people. But actually, you only really get an idea of how huge this event is when there's no one in this tent. It is immense. Feels a bit like my 18th birthday because no one turned up with that either. It's huge, absolutely an amazing event. There's only just a kind of couple of lights in the distance flickering on just from people that are probably trying to flog the last couple of hamburgers that have been left over for the last 2 days. And here there's a big kind of JCB in the middle of the stage where once thousands of people were jumping and going crazy to all the bands that have been playing over the weekend. And then it's just been deconstructed piece by piece. So I just bow at the majesty of what Radio 1 has achieved. It's been an incredible weekend, and Now, it does, I actually feel like a bit sad, actually, because it's such an amazing event. I'm going, you know, I go back to work tomorrow and I'll be like thinking about how brilliant it all was.
It does make you feel really proud to work at Radio 1, because
absolutely. You know what? And everybody today at Radio 1 that was involved in this event, from, you know, assistant producers running around getting vox pops to, you know, to Keith, Andy, Dunk and Paul in the truck there and putting this all out. It's just, the logistics is making my brain hurt.
It's making mine fizz a little bit as well, yeah. But it's just when you do something like this, you realise how huge Radio 1 is, and it's just, I don't know, I nearly cried at one point on the main stage. I just got really emo about it.
Well, the 40,000 people that came in, we've had all these texts coming in, and thank you so much for texting us, because, you know, just the amazing time that everybody had, and it was free, you know, it's a free event to come and see all these bands. And, you know, Radio 1, the only people that can do that.
Radio 1's Big Weekend in Preston.
Let him in!
Hi, it's Sarah from Preston, and we've just seen Calvin Harris, and he's brilliant. It was a great start to the day. I've travelled 3 hours to get here. We've just seen Calvin Harris, and he was a legend.
Something's shining like it's never shone before. I've seen The Enemy and they're absolutely amazing. They're absolutely fantastic. Just seen The Enemy, really enjoyed them. Thought they were very energetic on stage, great live band.
Seen LCD sound system and they were pretty awesome.
And it's the first of this kind of thing's happened in Preston, so it's really exciting.
It's Connors. I've come here this weekend and I'm having a wicked time. Natasha Benningfield was hot, and from now on I'm going to be listening to Radio 1 all the time.
Hi, my name's Katie. I'm from Warrington. I've just seen The Frame. They're amazing.
Tickets, and
people
have been really good, especially
for Sabian.
So thank you to Radio 1.
Thank you, Radio 1.
Radio 1's Big Weekend in Preston.
Thank you, Radio 1.